I displayed the standard. They would be able to see that from the city, even if they didn't recognize me and the old man. Mogaba wanted to know where the standard was. He could see for himself now. While the boat crossed over and returned, Croker and I speculated as to what made both Mogaba and Lady want to be in charge so badly. Looks like Swan is getting results. Can you see what's going on? Looks like somebody black getting into the boat. That somebody turned out to be Sindawe. I told the old man, this guy was always as right with us as having Mogaba for a boss would allow. Ochiba and Icy and some of the others weren't too bad either. But they wouldn't disobey orders. Sindawe stepped ashore. Croker saluted him. He responded uncertainly. Looked to me for a clue. I shrugged. He was on his own. I had no idea where this was headed. Sindawe made sure he was face to face with the real captain. Once he was satisfied, he suggested, "Let us step out of sight and talk." The old man made a small gesture that told me I should let them talk in complete privacy. They walked around behind the hummock and sat on a rock. They talked for a long time, voices never rising. Sindawe finally rose and walked back to the boat like a man borne down by an incredibly heavy burden. "What's the story?" I asked Croker. He looks like he suddenly added 20 years on top of the wear and tear of the siege. "Years of the heart, Mergen. Feeling morally compelled to betray somebody who's been your best friend since childhood will do that to you." "What?" He would say nothing more. "We're going over there. I'm going to meet Mogaba nose to nose." I thought of a pile of arguments against. I didn't bother. He wouldn't listen. "Not me." I shuddered. My spine was shivering to that chill they say happens when somebody walks over your grave. Croker looked at me hard. "I drove the butt of the standard into the earth vigorously, meaning, here I stand." He grunted, turned, and went down to the boat. The creature Sindu snaked out of nowhere and joined the party. I wondered how much of Sindawe's and Croker's conversation he'd overheard. Not a word, probably. The old man would have used the Jewel City's dialect. Once the boat was well out onto the water, I sat down beside the standard, clung to the pole, and tried to figure out what made it impossible for me to go back over there. Chapter 84. I had suffered no big seizures for a while. I was not on guard anymore. This one began insidiously, like just losing focus and drifting into a lazy daydream. I stared at Dejigore, but no longer really saw it. Thought of the women who'd entered my life and the ancient one who'd left it.